Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You know, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I'm just going to go out on a limb. I'm going to make a prediction. How does this sound, right? Willis and Wade, with their own MSNBC show, where they talk about the latest developments in the law. I can just see it now, folks. This has got to be where this is going. I know it probably hasn't been revealed yet, but it just seems to me this has got to be where this whole thing is going. After that performance on the witness stand by Willis, this is just bizarre, folks. This is really, but it was everybody across the country, from what I understand, though, was watching this and listening with rapt attention all day on Thursday, and evidently there's more to come, so there's already a sequel. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's a pretty good prediction that one day they'll have their own show, probably on I'm just going to say MSNBC, and we'll see where that goes. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. It is the Friday edition of the show. We made it. We've got a great week of broadcasting behind us. We've got a great show ahead of us. And as we say, you know, we like to have a little bit more fun than we usually try to do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible, because it's Friday, and this is exactly the kind of thing, I think, that puts a smile on our face this morning. We got some great audio clips, by the way, from this testimony, which was bizarre, incredibly weird, and we also have a lot of other stuff to talk about as well. So Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. Don't forget the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, you certainly can do that as well. Simply head over to our home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can click on Send Kyle direct message, and you're off and running from there. Well, it is Friday, as we said. So on this morning's program, we're going to be talking, of course, with Denise Simon. We'll also be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We've also got Frank Salvato, by the way, lined up for hour number four this morning. So this program is going to be chock full. I know I say that a lot, but this really, really, I really mean it this time. It's really chock full because there's so many things happening, from the Russian satellite issue. This is still going on, even at the press briefing room. Also, when is Joe Biden going to go out and take questions? That is not on the schedule, we understand, among other things, folks. So, as I said, welcome to the program. It is Friday. We've got a lot to talk about. And by the way, here we go. We've got Richard the Marine chiming in from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees and showers. Oh, thank you very much, Richard. He says, excellent show last night. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for the kind words. Semper Fi, Richard, and Semper Fi right back at you. And, folks, I really do appreciate that. I'm feeling really good about the program, and I'm so appreciative of all the good response and the great messages, the telephone calls, and everything. It really just means the world to me. We're making a great show here for the overnight hours in America. We're bringing people together. We're getting all these different stories out there. So it's just a lot of fun. And as I've said, and I know, I don't want it to start sounding cliche, because it's not. But this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. I truly, truly do. All right, well, folks, we do have the Fannie Willis issue going on. We will hear an audio clip here from that here momentarily, probably on the other side of the first break, because this segment's a little bit shorter than the other segments in the program as we move through the hour. But let's listen in here. We've got Karine Jean-Pierre, at the White House press briefing room. And the question is, the president said yesterday that he would be taking questions today or tomorrow. What was he referring to? That's the question. Let's hear the response.
The president said yesterday that he would be taking questions today or tomorrow. What was he referring to?
I don't have anything to share at this time. As you know, the president takes questions from you all often. I don't have anything on the public schedule to speak to. As you know, the president's going to be in Ohio on Friday. Just don't have anything to share on his public schedule.
Okay, so roughly translated, my friends, that means we do not want him to go out and say anything else at this point. We can't afford it. We cannot allow it at this point, really, because what's happening behind the scenes. And again, this is the roughly translated version here. What's been happening behind the scenes is so chaotic. Everything is in a complete tailspin that we just don't know how we're going to get through, not just tomorrow, the next day, but this week, or, you know, head into this election. So again, with everything that's happening with Joe Biden, and that in and of itself is a sad thing. We hate to see this happening to a person. Right? If this was happening to your grandfather, this would be a major concern for your family, and you would not want him to be engaged in activities that would, where, you know, he would make a bad decision or have a problem of some sort if he was was displaying these same kinds of characteristics. So that being said, this is the president, but the turmoil behind the scenes, of course, is how far can we push this? And how are we going to address the issue of who's going to be the nominee? Because I think you're getting a lot more consensus now that Joe Biden will not be the nominee. On top of that, Kamala Harris also just simply cannot be the nominee. That would never fly. I think there would be all kinds of problems with that. So right now they are accelerating their plans, or at least their analysis of this, of how they're going to do this. And they may write it out with Joe Biden. They may end up trying to do that. Maybe they figure they can get some kind of other sympathy going on. But, you know, I got to tell you, if he's not okay to go in and have a trial, the American public know he's not okay to continue as president. And this is virtually unprecedented in the modern era. It just throws another one of the biggest wrinkles we've seen, oh, I don't know, since the 2020 election. It actually gets a lot more bizarre, doesn't it? Folks, stay right there. Thanks to William in Denver for your message. Thanks also, listener Joan, I appreciate it. And we're going to play that this morning. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition is on the air.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Like the White House also does not have a timeline for a Biden physical. it looks like it's been a year since his last physical. And you would think that, you know, again, to quell all of this murmuring, and really it's more than murmuring, isn't it? It's a lot more than murmuring, but it's some of it is becoming shouting, I think. About the president's cognitive abilities, what he's displayed, and that really becomes, you know, there's a very good reason to investigate this further. This isn't something that is, this is not political. Some people think, oh boy, you know, the conservative talk show hosts are really going to start, you know, just really hammering on Biden and all this kind of stuff. Well, you know, part of the issue is, of course, the things that have been observed and have been written off in so many ways in the mainstream media, you know, as, well, that's just all partisan. It's all, no, but it's really not. It's really not. I think if you take a look at just people across the board and people that I hear from and people that you're talking to on a daily basis, I think whether they voted for Biden or not, they probably figure, okay, something is going on here. By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back on this Friday edition of the show. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And in fact, one of the polls that we have access to here, this from Newsmax, quoting a Monmouth poll, 32% say Biden has stamina for 4 more years. With Super Tuesday just a few weeks away, a new poll shows the voters are much more concerned about President Joe Biden's stamina than former President Donald Trump's, despite two candidates being close in age. Released Thursday, the Monmouth University poll found that 32% of those surveyed are at least somewhat confident. Are you confident? Well, I think I'm somewhat confident that Biden, 81, has the mental and physical stamina for another four-year White House term. More than half, or 51% of those polled, said the same about Trump, 77 years old, likely GOP nominee. You know, I'm wondering, too, should news organizations now start referring to Biden as the likely nominee? I wonder because, you know, I just think that, you know, now more than ever, we may see a little bit of a change, shall we say, a little bit of a change. All right. Well, okay. So we're going to talk. We've got some other great audio quotes, by the way, from the White House press briefing room. John Kirby talking there. But we want to also talk a little bit about what's happening with the Fannie Willis trial the hearing about being able to stay on the case or should they be taken off the case. And quite frankly, at this point, you know, you would think that she might just get off the case at this point. I mean, honestly, to be as argumentative and as bizarre as we witnessed throughout the day, I can't imagine that people are even taking her seriously anymore. But before we do that, we do have the telephone lines lighting up. Let's head over to the telephone lines this morning. I think maybe a first-time caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Kyle. This is Mel in Saratoga Springs.
Oh, hey, Mel. Yeah, I think we've spoken before. Good morning.
Yeah, I stopped listening to the show when that fraud Matt was on air, probably almost close to two years when he backed Ron DeSantis over President Trump,
yeah.
Knowing that DeSantis wouldn't be in that governor's seat if not being without the endorsement of President Trump. That's when I just stopped. Everybody should have been rallying around behind the president, which I believe is the legitimate president now, the former president, President Trump, to solidify his return to the Oval Office. I just, you know, I couldn't take it anymore.
Sure.
And now that, you know, he's well on his way, to return without fraud, election fraud, and election interference. Hopefully, we all can overcome that, overwhelm all of the inconsistencies in our election process. But that's the reason why I called. I just couldn't take it. Something told me this guy wasn't. You know, I'm talking about your former host there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but we appreciate your call. But what do you think? Do you think that President Trump has a really good chance of winning in the general? I think everybody knows he's on pace to get the nomination. But a lot can happen between now and then. But I kind of think that the mood in the country is such that they really want to make a change. In some ways, they want to change back. What do you think?
Change back to
what Trump
now.
Was doing before. Yeah, to what, you know, the way things were. Exactly.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you'd have to be self-deprecating or just masochist to not want to go back to what we had prior with President Trump. But whenever you were peace and prosperity, our enemies wouldn't dare sneeze. They wouldn't stick their head out of the hole. the world was calm. We were well on our way. I mean, my 403B was approaching 100,000, and within 6 months, I saw it drop down to around 30. I mean, come on, these Democrats, they're bleeding. I mean, I'm an American who happens to be black, all of 66 years of age. I mean, I'm down here in Long Island, and not just across on a parkway is Queens, and there's a little establishment over there that I was in one time prior.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, mostly black Americans. And there's a few white people that are there, too. But there wasn't one good word anybody had to say, I mean, in support of this illegitimate regime that we're under right now. I mean, under Biden and Obama. You know, there's nobody, everyone's tired of it, of the BS, man, at the abuse. And, you know, watching what's happening to our tax dollars and the inflation, Biden inflation, it's all, you know, I mean, the Democrats are just shooting themselves in the foot, and the black folks are coming off the plantation. They're tired of it, and Hispanics too, the Puerto Ricans, go up to South Bronx. There's a woman by the name of, what's her name? She's on Newsmax with John Tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Anyway.
Yeah, I can't think of it either.
Right. Well, she was up in the Bronx, and blacks, Hispanic, Puerto Ricans, blacks and Puerto Ricans up there. It's, you know, Trump. You gotta get good. And just, you know, everyone's feeling it, man. And it's insanity. Well, it's intentional what the Democrats are doing to the nation. And everyone sees it. And they just keep doubling down, tripling down, and keep going. It's like, you know, you get Hillary Clinton, her hands get caught in a cookie jar, and she just keeps digging.
No kidding. You know, no kidding. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People are tired of this BS, man. And, you know, it's just, I don't see how they don't see it. I mean, they do see it. Like I said, it's intentional, though.
Yeah.
They're trying to kill this country. So that's what I have to say. Anyway, I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, thanks, Mo. I appreciate you calling. Hope that you can call back again soon.
Right on. Thank you. Take care.
Take care. All right. Mel, everybody, calling back. Yeah, we spoke to Mel a while back, and I'm glad that he got a chance to call back. And, you know, what he's talking about is so important. And that's one of the reasons I asked that question as well about the general election, and because this is what we hear also in the mainstream media. Well, you know, Trump has got such a huge mountain to climb, and where I think that's partially true, because you do have some voters that might have just soured on Trump for whatever reason. Overall, it's so difficult to argue with yourself to say, you know, we really were better off. But, you know, I'm just going to go vote for Joe Biden. That just seems to me to be so counterintuitive and so counter to not just your own self-interest, but the interest of your country and your community. Because what Mel was talking about was so right? You know, we had our enemies, and I like the way he phrased it. They wouldn't stick their head out of the hole. Well, that's right, because they didn't know exactly what Trump would do, or they knew kind of what he would do, but they didn't want to chance it. And when we come back from the break, talking about what our foes think of the president or of the nominees, going back even to 2016, this is really important stuff, folks, in terms of what Russia actually thought and then what it was manipulated to look like Russia wanted. Oh, we want Donald Trump and we're going to fix the election. Nope, they didn't want Donald Trump. They actually wanted Hillary. Good question is, why? Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. Sex and money take center stage in the hearing regarding the potential removal of DA Fani Willis from Donald Trump's Georgia election case. A Trump co-defendant alleges that Willis financially benefited from hiring Nathan Wade, who allegedly treated her to luxurious vacations. Wade claims that Willis contributed financially, but lacks deposit slips to substantiate the payments. The Kansas City Police Chief reports that the Super Bowl shooting began as a dispute among a number of individuals, culminating in gunfire. Chief Stacey Graves disclosed that two of the shooters are juveniles, and among the 22 wounded victims, half are under the age of 16. Researchers have detected additional water in outer space. Utilizing data from a retired NASA mission, scientists identified water on the surfaces of two asteroids. The Southwest Research Institute reports this marks the inaugural discovery of water molecules on an asteroid's surface. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, this is like a perfect song as we roll in, you know, through the Friday edition this morning. And it really is cool, I got to tell you that. And but it is Friday, and we're already having fun here on the program, as well we should, because that's part of our charter here on this program. Obviously, keep you informed, talk about all the different happenings, give the best analysis we can, get the best guests we can, and then also, of course, have fun. And I think that I think we're definitely on our way this morning already, at least in terms of the fun department. And, of course, guests are coming as we move through the program this morning. And, by the way, we had a great conversation yesterday, and I always have a great time talking with Jimmy T. Smith, and he's from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's cv, the number 4a.org. And you definitely want to go over there and check out what they do and what they're advocating and how they help and how we can help our honored vets here in this country. You know, they've stepped up and they've put their lives on the line. They've been injured, sometimes severely, obviously, things that they live with for the rest of their lives. And it is incumbent upon us to do everything possible. And not just through government programs, by the way, but through the different things that we can do as individuals. And Jimmy T. Smith is so good at shining the light on that and being able to show us, you know, just exactly what's being done and what can be done for our nation's veterans. And it's always a great conversation. So we speak to him on Thursday mornings in the 5 o'clock hour, essentially 5:30. Eastern time each Thursday morning. So you can mark your calendars and you can be with us when we talk with Jimmy. Okay, so once again, folks, lots to talk about. I did mention about the election issue, but I also mentioned, too, about the Fannie Willis testimony. That was, I guess you could call it that. I do think we have a little bit of an audio clip from that, kind of a little compilation of it, and let's listen in to hear kind of what the tone was like in the courtroom with Fannie Willis. Let's listen in.
It's been yes, correct?
Very limited contact because Mr. Wade had a form of cancer that makes your allegations somewhat ridiculous.
I do appreciate the characterization.
I'm not going to emasculate a black man, but I'm just telling you.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm not going to emasculate a black man. I very much want to be here, so I'm not a hostile witness. I very much want to be
not
here.
Not so much that you're hostile, Ms. Willis, it'd be an adverse witness. Your interests are post-suspensions.
Thank you. Merchant's interests are contrary to democracy.
You're okay, stop right there. Stop right there. There it is. Well, first of all, you know, if you say something like, I don't want to emasculate someone, isn't that like emasculating them? I just, you know, that just blew my mind. I'm not going to get into the specifics of her statement per se, but definitely if you say that you're not trying to emasculate someone, it seems to me that that is kind of, you know, emasculating them right then and there, because people start thinking in their head, okay, well, what could it be? I mean, obviously, emasculation is pretty severe, and maybe we ought to, the people try to start figuring it out. So I don't think that worked the way that she thought it would. Now, that's the one thing. The other thing is that then she starts saying something else. Being said that she's a hostile witness. Well, no, the judge, I believe it was the judge off camera, or off the mic saying, no, you're an adverse witness. Your interests are opposed to the attorneys who's questioning you, basically. And she says, well, their interests, you know, are against democracy. And, you know, I heard that and I thought, you know what? That's just rich, isn't it? That is just so rich. Oh, it's they're opposed to democracy, and there you have again this whole ridiculous sort of line of narrative that we have for this. That, my friends, again, trying to obfuscate the situation, trying to, you know, divert attention, trying to deflect with this famous now trope of, you know, oh, Donald Trump is coming for our democracy. That, my friends, I thought was just, you know, on its face, it was funny, but when you dig deeper at it and you think about it for a second, you know, they really do believe this stuff, that this is their get out of jail free card. This gives them the justification to do anything, because they are protecting our democracy, right? All right, I think we have a little bit more to listen in here. Here we go, I think.
I very much want to be
It's not so much that you're hostile, Ms. Willis, it'd be an adverse
so we'll hear that
your interests are opposed to Ms. Merchant's.
Thank you. Merchant's interests are contrary to democracy, Your Honor, not to mine.
So you have no proof of any reimbursement for any of these things because it was all cash, right?
The testimony of one witness is enough to prove a fact.
So my question was, do you have any proof?
Is that what you're intimating right here?
I'm asking if you have any proof that you paid for any of these
The proof is what I just told you.
right.
And at my home in South Fulton, he never came there, okay? So if you don't come someplace, you can't live there.
Ms. Willis, I'm going to have to caution you. This is going to be my first time out to caution you. I'm going to listen to the questions as asked. And if this happens again and again, I'm going to have no choice but to strike your testimony. So we need to break this down. Ms. Merchant's question, I believe, is asking whether you lived anywhere other than South Fulton.
I did not live anywhere but South Fulton, Georgia, in 2020. So there's been more than... See, what you don't understand is because of this case, I got to move. And so I
Ms. Merchant, if you could ask a more precise question.
Yes, please, give me the time period.
Did Mr. Wade visit you at the place you laid your head?
When?
Has he ever visited you at the place you laid your head?
So let's be clear, because you lied in this. Let me tell you which one you lied in. Right here? I think you lied right here.
No.
This is the truth, Judge. It is a lie.
All right. So there you have Fannie Willis, kind of a little compilation there. you know, when she started doing that thing with the, let me show you where you lied here, you lied there, it is a lie, and on and on. I could not help but think of Al Pacino, right? I think it was Al Pacino, right? You know, you're out of order, they're out of order, this whole courtroom is out of order. You know, I'm going to put the system on trial. That's the kind of vibe we were getting from this testimony today. And honestly, folks, this kind of testimony and the argumentative style, now some have kind of faulted the judge here for not coming down more like a ton of bricks. And how she was able to really kind of control things. But I kind of have a different view on that. I think that she has absolutely demonstrated by her bizarre testimony, her argumentative style, because especially, you know, just answering the questions probably would have done a lot less damage to her and her reputation and her perception than going on and on the way that she did. If she just would have answered the questions. And, you know, these are questions like, so you gave them cash. Do you have any record? And she'll be, no, one person saying this should establish the fact, and are you calling me a liar? And this kind of thing. That's really not even necessary, you know, because typically when people start acting like this, in my experience, it's because they know that they can't really spin this any other way. So this is a tried and true method of basically throwing dirt in the air and kind of see what happens, to see if you can just create enough confusion and bad feelings and just absolute total out of control of confusion, then it's going to somehow slick it all by. And that, my friends, is not the way to do this. Again, if she just would have answered the questions, yeah, it might have painted a pretty grim picture, but at the very least, I think she would not be receiving the kinds of criticism. And by the way, absolutely, she should be recused off of the case, because it's obvious that she doesn't, you know, evidently not following the established protocols, and this unethical issues and so forth. I mean, this is big time stuff. Now, does it destroy the case against Trump? Probably not. But it does show that they got to go back to square one. And would they even keep using RICO? I think that's a good question. Because they tried to make this into kind of something it wasn't from the get-go, right? All right, stay right there, folks. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. And we are going to return. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Racing through and rocketing through. The Friday edition is here, folks. And we're continuing on. It's hour number one, but we've already, I don't know, it just flies by, doesn't it? Even especially on a Friday. And we kind of like it that way because part of our job, of course, is to keep you moving throughout the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning. And by the way, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. And at this part of the program, if you're new to the show, we love to play a great song, something that gets you going, keep your blood pumping, keep you going through the wee hours of the morning across America, across your radio dial. And also we take a look at the national weather and kind of see what's happening there for our, especially for our trucker friends out there, people like Trucker Ron, who we hear from. So I tell you what, folks, we got a great song lined up this morning, and we have listener Joan listening in Seattle, Washington on GCN. Listener Joan writes in and says, to keep your early morning listeners rolling, would you play Paul McCartney and Wings? Jet. Have a great weekend. Well, thank you. Yes, thank you, listener Joan. Hope that you have a great weekend as well. And I love Paul McCartney and Wings, by the way. I love the song Jet. And I thought it'd be kind of cool because I'll tell you this. Many years ago, one of my favorite albums, I probably had the whole thing memorized, I'm pretty sure, was Wings Over America. And this was came out around 1976, right? And it was the live show that Paul McCartney and Wings took all around the world, basically. And it's literally one of my favorite live albums of all time. And they had a great rendition of Jet. So I thought we'd hear that rendition this morning. And so as we started up, it's coming out of their opening numbers, which was, I think, Venus and Mars, then Rock Show, and then as Rock Show is fading out, then they transition right into Jet. So it's really cool. And listener John, thank you so much. This is a great suggestion. And so let's listen in. Everybody, Paul McCartney and Wings. That's from Wings Over America back in 1976 with the great tour that he did with Wings. And you're actually hearing Linda McCartney there, too, playing on keyboards, so the keyboard solo there. And, you know, I appreciate the suggestion so very much because I really love that album. And I like, and a lot of other Paul McCartney stuff too, obviously. But I remember that album was so important to me, just because, again, I just think it was just very formative and the ability for them to put on the show that they did. And in that show, of course, they do stuff like Live and Let Die and stuff like that. And they actually had strings on the stage, and they were able to make it so cinematic, even in a quote unquote rock concert setting. So I always appreciated it about Paul McCartney. So I'll go on and on all night. But thanks again, listener Joan. I appreciate it. Okay. Let's take a look at the weather here real briefly. This is from the National Weather Service as we head into the weekend. A swath of accumulating snow will spread from the Midwest today to Mid-Atlantic tonight. Heavy rain and mountain snow to impact California this weekend. That's right. Well, in Southern California, we're looking maybe Monday for that atmospheric river to start coming back through again. We're not so sure it's going to be super bad, but I'll let you know. And again, chilly air sweeps across much of the central and southern parts of the country this weekend. A quick-moving low-pressure system will sweep across the southeast and Tennessee Valley today before exiting into the western Atlantic later tonight. And an area of light to moderate snowfall will develop over the northern periphery of the system, going to produce a general swath of 2 to 4 inches of snow from eastern Missouri to southern New Jersey and Delaware. Heavier snowfall will occur over the central Appalachians of West Virginia into the Maryland Panhandle, where 4 to 6 inches with locally higher amounts are possible. The timing of the snowfall could cause issues during rush hour commutes across the Midwest as well. So late night travel could be dicey from D.C. up to Philadelphia. Elsewhere, a deep southern stream trough will support rain showers and thunderstorms across parts of the Texas and Central Gulf Coast through tonight. This, of course, we're talking here on Friday. Shortwave energy moving through the Rockies will promote moderate to heavy snowfall over the northern and central portions of the mountain range through this evening as well. Deep upper level low over the eastern Pacific will send a plume of moisture into the west coast on Saturday. This moisture will be supported by a low-pressure system and attendant cold front at the surface. Heavy rain will develop across southern Oregon and northern California before spreading south into southern, central and southern California on Saturday. There's a slight risk of excessive rainfall leading to flash floods or portions for portions of Humboldt County down to Sonoma on Saturday, where between one to two inches an hour of rainfall rates are possible. Heavy snow will develop over the Sierra Nevada and Shasta Trinity on Saturday night as Pacific moisture moves inland. All right, so we've got a lot going on this weekend. So you want to be careful out there. Pay attention, of course, to your local reports as well. And we want you to get there in one piece, everybody. And once again, I really do appreciate the requests, because I love to say, you know, brought to you by request. And so this morning we got to bring you something by direct request. And once again, folks, we're heading into the top of the hour news here in just a few moments. We're going to climb up to the top of the hour. And when we come back, of course, we've got a lot more to tell you about. We'll talk about this this issue with this national security threat. John Kirby, the White House, was asked extensively about this, so we'll play some of our audio clips of that. And certainly this other issue that is now developing, and that is, how was the information manipulated back in 2016 and 2017 to try to make it look as though Russia was manipulating things in favor of Donald Trump? Remember how Trump was supposedly a pawn of Putin, a Russian agent, and all you had to do, I think, as Adam Schiff would say, is just look around in the big world and you'd see it and all this stuff. And of course, all that was proven to be a huge hoax, but it turns out they really wanted Hillary. All right, stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. Hour number one is now officially.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.